Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
We're here. We're doing an episode. If you are new in town and don't know what's up, this episode is a podcast called
Yeah.
And go right ahead. You better believe the two people on this podcast are internationally known superstars, Sushi Zameda and Nicole Byer.
And we're best friends.
We are. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
Oh, good.
Yes. Life is good.
Yeah.
You know, I could complain, but I don't think I have that much to complain about, you know? Yeah. Me, Clyde, we had a good long walk today. He took 4 shits today, and I was like, I know how much I feed you. Are you sneaking food? What are you doing? And they were big. All of them. It was like it was a shit factory. It was really wild.
Damn. That happens to me after I drink a lot.
Booze?
Yeah, yeah. We had the wrap party for Home Economics recently, and I drank a lot of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, I was just glued to the toilet for so long. Oh. And I was like, did I even eat this much food yesterday? I feel like I'm just like truly expelling everything that's ever been in my body. And then it took like 6 meals for me to feel replenished again. Like, I was like so dehydrated and hungry. I was like, I have to eat now. Oh, and I got a breakfast burrito. And then me, Carla, and Caitlin were going to Ojai. And then we got, I got a croissant, ham and cheese croissant at Starbucks on the way there. And then we got to the resort. And then I got lunch. And then I was like, all right, now I'm starting to feel a little better.
Damn, girl.
But I think I was truly empty. Had zero things in me.
Don't know why alcohol does that.
I mean, it's poison.
Yes,
your body's like trying to expel the poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other night I was like, I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna drink a bottle, and then I was like, and then what? Be hungover and shitting the next? No. Then I had a glass and went to bed, and it was fine.
Yeah, you still have fun without wrecking your body.
Yeah, that's what it is. Fun. Have you seen Iron Man?
Mm-mm.
I had to watch Iron Man for newcomers, my podcast with Lauren Lapkus. And Jeff Bridges can get it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you know? Have you heard?
Yeah,
Jeff fucking Bridges. Where has he been hiding?
Not hiding at all. He's actually really, really famous. He's been in a lot of stuff for decades.
Has he now?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. He was like thick and bald. I was like, wow. And his character's name was Obadiah. And I was like, yes, you better get Obadiah. Oh, wait. Or maybe it wasn't Obadiah. Obadiah? I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, he can
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
He ended up being... Oh, I don't want to spoil it.
I mean, at this point, he's been out for like 20 years.
He's bad. He's a bad guy.
I mean, and bald sounds bad.
Yeah, thick and bald.
Sounds like a bad guy. Sounds like a penguin.
Hey, when I shave my pussy, I call myself thick and bald. No, I'm kidding. I don't shave it. Ooh, she thick and something bald.
Harry?
Oh my God. That was really scary for me. My brain was fully empty, and I was like, I have no idea what the opposite of bald is.
But when we walked into the hotel in Ojai, there was like a sign outside that said the pink moment, which is what they call the sunsets there. The pink moment's at 5:15. And I was like, oh, the pink moment. That's also what I call my, and then I was like, oh shit, it was very quiet in this lobby, so I didn't finish the sentence. But I wouldn't be like, that's also what I call my pussy. But it was, there's a lot of rich people, rich old people around us, and I was like, I don't want to upset anybody.
I wish you had said it. Last night, there was a Subaru parked in front of your Subaru, and I was like, yeah, it looks like they're eating each other. It looks like your Subaru's eating that Subaru's asshole. And then you just went, yum, 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 yum. And I laughed maybe the hardest I've ever laughed. And then I screamed, I almost dislodged my Diva cup. And anybody was listening to that conversation, they were like, these are two of the most disgusting people I forget
how gross our humor is until I'm around other people who don't have that sense of humor. And people are just like shocked, like, oh. And I'm like, oh, sorry, you don't talk about your pussy or your asshole all the time. Oops.
My favorite's when you like get to know a new person and then they start saying nasty things, mm-hmm. and you're like, yay, you spent enough time with me.
Yeah.
Or they anticipate me talking about my pussy. They're like, you're just gonna talk about your pussy right now? I'm like, I am, thank you.
You know me.
You did something at the restaurant last night that was really funny. God, what was it?
Was I too aggressive to the waiter?
You were. Yeah, he was like, who had the flat? And no, he was like, and you had the flat. And you're like, you know it. Just in a way where you like barked at him. And I was like, wow.
I thought I was being cute, honestly. I thought I was like, he's like, well, who had the still water? Me. You know.
It was the most aggressive way to. As if this man needed to memorize everything about you. And then later in the night, he poured flat water in like the little bit of sparkling that I had. And I just went, oh. And then so she was like, oh. And then he was like, and then the server was like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you had the sparkling. And I was like, oh, don't worry. I'm not like her. It's okay. And then he threw his head back and laughed.
I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Didn't think I was that bad. I even asked him too after the first time, and you were like, oh my God, sorry, she's so aggressive. And I was like, I wasn't that bad, right? And he goes, man, well,
that man's voice was so high, it was barely making noise. Oh man, it was very funny. I had a delightful time. Also, you better believe I left that steak in my car overnight. Oh, it was a market price. What was it called? Big steak event. He kept warning me it was a lot of meat.
It was a lot
of food.
Like,
bring it the fuck on. And you better believe this afternoon, I guess it was like, I don't know, noon. I was like, ooh, I better snack on that meat. And then I was like, where the meat at?
Oh.
And then I went to my car and I was like, there the meat at. Damn. Car didn't smell very good.
Oh.
I think I gotta get it detailed.
Oh no.
Maybe he's driving the windows down for a little bit.
He has aired out.
Yeah. I was so mad.
Damn, yeah.
And that's like one of those things where like, I don't even know how to help my brain. It's like, if I take home leftovers, I have to put an alarm in my phone that's like, you're going to get home in 10 minutes, remember the food? I don't know.
Was it in the back seat?
No, it was right next to me. It was a road dog. You know, it was my friend. It was in the passenger seat. It wasn't buckled up, though.
Maybe if it was buckled, you would notice.
It's like, unbuckle my leftovers, go inside my home. Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's life.
Is it actually still bad? Because maybe it like stayed cold overnight. It didn't smell great. Okay.
Yeah. And it was from, I got home, I think at 11, so 11 to noon.
Oh, God. Almost 12 hours.
Yeah, I don't think it was good anymore. No matter what, unless it was like freezing temperatures. And then it's like, oh, no, it froze for me. And it's like, nah, we in Southern LA. It was at best just right above a refrigerator level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tough. But, you know, next time I'll get them.
You'll get them next time.
Yeah, you'll get them, champ. You'll remember next time.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada, yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada, yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. Should we take a quiz?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, boop, bop, bop. It's time for a quiz. Should we do? I can't stop thinking about the quiz we took during our live show where it was just like,
if you're a bad friend or a good friend.
Yes. A lot of those questions were so wild. But I want more
if
quizzes.
If a car was
like
coming at your, at your friend, would you push them out of the way? Well, there's one is your best friend really your best friend?
Let's do it.
Ooh, yeah. Bum, bum, bum.
This is going to be really intense if you're not actually my best friend.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know. Would that be the end of the show?
Yeah, we'd have to be like, BuzzFeed, you ended our podcast.
Okay. Oh, no, you're sick and have to stay home from school/work. What does your friend do?
They text you, feel better.
Tells your shared friends that you have diarrhea.
Brings your This just seems so rude.
It just seems so rude.
Why would you ever?
I guess to make fun of that person.
Brings your work to you so you don't fall behind. And they also bring soup.
They don't realize you're sick.
Oh. What?
These are the only options?
Interesting. Well, okay. I guess if like... I guess if you texted me you're sick, I'd drive to set and get your sides and be like, he's studying these for tomorrow. I guess I would text you feel better, but I'd also probably call you and ask if you needed anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's
which
like
is not an option.
No. But I'm gonna lump brings your work home and brings soup in like into asking if you need something.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So I would also bring your work to you.
Look at us. You interpreting BuzzFeed quizzes.
You drove to my house or past my house when I had COVID.
Did. Well, I did stop scene. And scream.
Which was nice. It did cheer me up. So it still did the job.
Do you tell your friend everything?
Literally everything.
No, I don't know them well enough yet.
Last time I told them a secret, they told everyone, so I learned my lesson.
Only when there's something really bothering me and I have to get it off my chest. I tell you too much, if anything. I tell you literally everything. If not in the moment, at some point down the line, you will know about it.
Yeah, literally everything. Same. There's been times where you were supposed to keep a secret and you're like, I couldn't do it! I'm sorry! I have to tell you!
Yeah, it's hard to keep. Well, okay, here's what when someone else tells me a secret, I cross my little fingies so I'm not lying when I say I'm not telling anybody else. And then I tell you.
but that counts.
I did keep a secret and I was so good. My friend recently got engaged and I saw them the other night. And I was like, how's being engaged? And he was like, I love it. And I was like, just so you know, yeah, he told me that you're going to get engaged. And he was like, I can't believe you told that secret or you kept that secret. And I was like, I know. I think I told you, though. Anyway. does your friend. Yes, it's your turn to read. I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's OK. Does your friend know your birthday?
No, I've never really told him the day, though.
I think the only birthday they remember is their own.
Wow. What an asshole. Yeah, for sure.
They don't have it memorized, but Facebook always reminds them.
5/6/1986.
Yes.
That's my friend's birthday.
Ooh. August 29th, 1986.
Yes, yes, yes. I came a little later.
Just a little later.
I said, better stay in. yeah, for sure. We know each other's birthdays.
For sure.
For sure, dude. Mm-hmm. What's one word your friend would use to describe you?
Weird.
Awesome.
Chill.
Sweet. Boy, I want to say awesome, but I also want to say chill. But I also want to say weird. And I also want to say sweet.
So this is a word that you, so I'm guessing a word that you would say about me. Is that right?
What's one word you're, no. This is a word that you would just, what? What's one, what's one word your friend, okay, I'm going to replace friend with Sashir.
Okay.
What's one word Sashir would use to describe you,
Nicole. Me. So replace you with me.
You with me. What's one word you would use to describe me? I mean, I wish it was a sentence because it would be sentence comprehension not good. Oh boy. I guess. I guess
you got it now.
I guess weird. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Weird.
I would say chill.
Mm. Did you get that question or did you go on that journey with me?
I did get the question.
Fuck. You know what sucks when you think you go on a journey for everybody and it's just for yourself?
There might have been listeners that were confused. Now they definitely know. 100%. Mm. You think they are
a good friend?
Honestly, kind of fake sometimes.
Oh my God, the cat's pajamas?
Nice.
Yeah, I guess you're the cat's pajamas. What the fuck is that phrase? Kimmy, please help. Who came up with that phrase?
It sounds like really cool.
I think that's what it is. It's like,
ooh, but yeah. Why is it called the cat's pajamas?
Because cats don't wear pajamas. If anything, they're nude most of the time.
If anything. Let's see. The 1920s urban East Coast cities of the USA were breeding ground for new wacky modes of expression. The bright young things of the flapper era wanted to throw off anything old or stuffy in fashion, music, and language. Many new and, for the most part, nonsense animal-related expressions were coined to denote excellence. These included the snake's hips, the kipper's knickers, the monkey's eyebrows, and so on. Of the many such phrases, only the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas remain in regular use.
We should come up with one. That's the duck's bow.
Yeah. That's the duck's bow. So it's like impossible things because bees don't have knees, cats don't have pajamas.
Oh, but it's
snakes don't have hips.
I guess a duck could have a bow. So a duck put it on them. Okay.
The
duck's building. A duck can't have a building.
It can't. The duck's bow is good. The duck's bow is good. Okay. Because they can't put it on themselves.
No. Okay.
So we got to put them on.
I think you're the duck's bow.
I think you're the duck's bow.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What's the next one? How much do they share about themselves with you?
Everything and then some.
Some stuff, but sometimes I think they're lying.
Oh, my God. Not much, but that's okay.
Some personal things here and there.
Everything and then some.
Everything and then some.
Have you ever planned a road trip or vacay with your friend?
Yeah, but they usually cancel hangout plans last minute. So I don't really trust them to go on an entire vacay with me.
Yes, we have a whole bucket list of places we want to visit together.
We've planned some stuff like that, but only with other people.
Nope, not really. Crazy. We don't have a bucket list, but we know we want to go places.
We actually do have a bucket list.
Oh, we do?
You started a list in some notebook that you'll never look at again. And it's got things like hot air balloon and I don't even know what else.
Found it. Okay, so we're supposed to go to the Porsche course, a hot air balloon, Vegas in a bus. We're supposed to do sip and paint. And then I wrote slut. And I don't know what that means.
Maybe we're supposed to go be little sluts together?
I guess.
Slut.
I think that's from this show, and it was things for the next year, and I think one of the things was this year was supposed to dress sluttier.
Oh.
Have you done it? It doesn't seem as such.
You tell me, have I? I don't think I've done it by much. No.
But also, that's not your vibe.
You're right. It's not my vibe.
And that's okay. Maybe you get a nasty bathing suit.
Ooh, a nasty bathing suit.
Yeah, and like that's where you're slutty, at the beach.
Okay, maybe slutty at the beach.
You know, like a little triangle on your areolas.
What about my support?
Flop them.
No.
Fucking flop them out, baby.
Oh, no.
Just little triangles on the areolas and let the wind support you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'll try.
I mean, I also don't see that for you because they need support.
They do need support.
Yeah.
They need to be lifted.
Yeah. I don't really need support. I should wear little squares. Oh, wait, triangles.
But also get some little squares.
Imagine
geometry equation on your chest.
Imagine we go to the beach and I just have post-it notes on me, just covering my nipples. And I'm like, it's my to-do list.
Wait, didn't you? Am I remembering this right? I feel like you wrote on a post-it note at a restaurant to give someone your number. Was this you? And then you walked out. There was a guy who's cute outside and you like stuck it on his chest.
You know that was me. I forgot about that. You know that was me. I had post-it notes in my purse for whatever reason. I mean, currently, I've had a tooth in my purse for months. It is still in there. Okay. But yeah, I had post-it notes, wrote my number, slammed it on this man's chest, and I was like, call me. And he did not.
I mean, what an idiot, because that's a really cool move.
Right?
I'd be like, well, this girl's going to rock my world.
Yes, and I would have. I would have sucked that dick until he said, yay.
Yay.
Yay, I like just it.
Just soft, high-pitched yay.
I gotta say, a lot of men have really missed out on me. Oh boy. But one of these days soon, I believe it in my heart. Okay, lastly, have you two ever spent the night together?
Once for a friend's slumber party with a bunch of other people there.
We practically live at each other's houses.
A few times, but usually other people are there.
They've been to my house, but I've never been invited to theirs, even though they invite other people.
Oh, no. Damn, some of these are sad.
They're so sad. But I guess if you're taking a quiz, like, are you my best friend? Like, you might not be in a good place.
Oh,
and you're
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Are they my best friend?
Yeah.
I guess we practically live at each other's house. We are together a lot.
We're together a lot, yeah.
And you do.
I when I first moved, huh? As I say, when I first moved to LA, I feel like I truly was at your house all the time.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Very that. But mm-hmm. Now you live where you live.
Now I live where I live.
What a wild sentence! You live where you live.
Yeah, live where you live.
But you still come and you sleep at my house. But you, this is yeah, true. You just.
I just fall. I don't plan it though. I just fall asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm. After the rap party for Grand Crew, or mm-hmm. No, it was like the premiere thing. You came over and we ordered food and you fell asleep on the couch. And I just like lovingly looked at you and I was like, my friend, oh, she's just catching some Z's.
I think, was I out for hours? I feel like mm-hmm. I was like a full REM sleep.
Yeah, I like just let, I don't know. There's like people who come over and fall asleep and I just like to let them sleep.
It was really nice.
And it's just, yeah, I'm like, it's so nice that you feel so comfortable. Because I think sleeping is a safe thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really fall asleep in front of people unless I know that they're sleeping. Because mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't always feel safe, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I like when people feel safe around me. Okay. Yeah.
This is Nicole.
BFFs, you and your friend are a perfect match. BFFs forever.
And this is Sasheer.
I got the same. We're BFL.
Thank fucking God.
We can keep doing the podcast.
Yes, I would have had a conniption and had to write a stern letter to Mr. BuzzFeed.
You're trying to break up a happy home.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Oh, boy. Where's this caftan from?
This is actually a gift from Julia Rossi. She used to wear it.
Oh. And then,
oh, actually, we were at their house at the same time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you were trying to give me a jumpsuit, mm-hmm. but it actually fits Julia better. And then she was like, I have things to give away. And then one of the things was a caftan.
So nice.
It's so nice.
So nice when people can come together and give.
It is nice. I still have clothes where I'm like, someone should wear this. I don't want it anymore. And so that's why like, clothing swaps are nice. Because you can be like, here, friend, take this.
It is nice. I haven't been to a clothing swap in a long, long time. There used to be this fabulous one in New York. Mm-hmm. I think it was just called the Big Fat Clothing Swap. And it was for specifically plus size people. And it was like the first time I like went and I was like, oh, almost everything here fits me. And this is delightful.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it was called Plus Size Super Swap. I don't know. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the LGBT Center on 14th Street? Boy, I miss New York sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, oh boy. I don't think we've talked about my trip to New York. Clyde hated New York.
He's an LA dog. He's
really
Hollywood.
Is. He just did. He was not having it. People kept complimenting his tail and he kept being like, get the book out of the way. Just mad on the plane. Wouldn't play with my friend's dog. Just mad.
Yeah.
But now,
I mean, he also went when it's cold.
Mm.
So I'm sure Clyde was like, ew, what's this?
And he really hated wearing his sweaters outside. But then he'd be shivering. Mm. So then I was like, then you have to wear the sweater because you can't just shiver around.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. He hates clothing and he looks so cute in it.
Dang.
And I bought him like four outfits. And a costume.
And a costume? What is the costume?
It's like a little cowboy costume.
Oh.
With like a little saddle that I was like, if we ever meet a smaller dog, maybe
that dog can ride the saddle.
But I'm not sure where he would wear it to meet this other dog.
Maybe they're like at a Halloween party.
He's got to get us invited to a Halloween party.
Yeah, Clyde, call your friends up.
Yeah, Clyde, get a fucking publicist and get us in.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter-eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Wait, should we help people?
Let's help people.
All right, this one is a little long, but I do think it is worth it. So
I just wanted to start by saying, I love you both. Your podcast brought me such joy in moments of such joy. Oh, my God. Your podcast brought me so much joy and happy. No. Oh, my God.
Oh boy.
Sashir.
I could do it. I just want to start by saying I love you both. Your podcast brought me so much joy and moments of happiness during the pandemic, which was really tough and emotionally heavy this year. Having this as an escape never ceased to cheer me up and distract from the shit show of 2020 to 2021. And I am so grateful for that. Maybe we just can't read positive compliments. We're just like, I don't know how to process this.
Yuck, ew.
Are they saying nice things?
Okay, but the main reason I'm writing is about a current predicament I'm in. There's a bit of a setup to give the story proper context, so bear with me. I am from the East Coast, Philly. I moved to the Bay Area right before the pandemic. Thankfully, I joined a few adult Frisbee leagues and made some awesome friends right before everything shut down because of COVID. I grew very close to these people during this time. It finally felt like I had a group of people who were my people. I had lots of close friends on the East Coast, but it felt very disjointed. This group in San Francisco felt like a community. Right when I joined, I started dating someone, and by for context, she was great. So I brought her around my new friends too, and they quickly accepted her, and she built connections of her own in the group. We did break up and remain good friends, but she started dating someone else in the group. Even though I was not jealous, I did not feel great about it because I felt like I wasn't as close to everyone else in the group.
I shared this vulnerability with another friend in the same group. We'll call him Rick. Rick and I became super close because everyone else in the group was in couples. And now even my ex was recoupled with another friend. We explored together, hung out when everyone else was on dates or doing things. It was great. Rick had become my closest friend in the Bay, and our friendship had gotten me through some hard times.
So this past Thanksgiving rolls around, and he just changed jobs and said he wanted to visit somewhere new with his time off. He mentioned Philly and said he'd probably go there. I refused to let him go without me because it's my hometown, and I wanted to show him the best spots. He asked when I'd be going home again. I said Thanksgiving, and it opened it up for him to join, saying, "That's just how my family is. Totally the more the merrier type of people." So it was set. He was going to join me for Thanksgiving with my family. Another friend in our group even called it out as being weird while we were all hanging out once. And I said, no, I bring friends on every family vacation, mostly because it's camping in Pennsylvania and you need friends on those kind of family trips. He also just happened to not be doing Thanksgiving with his family on actual Thanksgiving. They were doing it a week early.
Anyways, the trip was awesome. He had a blast. I was in a weird mood because the week before I had some drama with someone I was dating and shared that with him on the trip. I was pretty bummed about it, but being home definitely cheered me up a ton. Rick and I were planning on getting tattoos and got an additional matching tattoo while in Philly to commemorate our friendship.
We get home, all is well. Then on Sunday, he asks me to talk, and there's something he wanted to tell me. He proceeds to tell me that he has developed feelings for me. The way he told me was so matter of fact, not asking if I felt the same way, more like, I know you don't feel like this, so I'm going to take time to myself. I was shocked. He knew after my ex, I didn't want to date another friend in the group. I just got dumped by my best friend. 1 week after we got matching friendship tattoos, after he met my family, after sharing how upset I had been about a mix of workplace struggles and dating mishaps, it made me feel that I was really struggling, that he just very nonchalantly told me that he didn't want to be friends anymore without really asking or giving me the space to talk to him about it. I felt totally blindsided. We constantly talked about other people we liked, so I figured it was clear our relationship was completely platonic.
So a few weeks go by, and I feel just utterly depressed. I felt like my career was drowning me, my love life was in shambles, and I had no close friends nearby. My other best friends lived in Philly and LA. To say I went into a depression is an understatement. My therapist suggested I start going twice a week now.
I slowly started to feel better and focusing on other things as time passes. But during Christmas, I went back home to my family and get a letter from him. He says he misses me and it's weird not talking every day anymore. It was framed like, I'll be over this, don't worry. We can go back to the old days. He didn't ask how I was doing. Granted, it was a letter, but it was just very insensitive to how I was feeling. I get back to the Bay Area and he texts me saying he wants to meet up and talk, and he felt bad and was hoping I was okay. Again, did not actually ask how I was doing, just hoping I was okay, which, I don't know, really offended me. I didn't respond because I didn't know what to say and wanted to wait until I talked to my therapist. But then he responded and said he heard about a trip we were all going on the weekend and wanted to go, but wasn't going unless we were cool. I just responded that I didn't want him there. I felt bad, but I feel like all of this has just been happening on his timeline. I'm going to see him Sunday at a Frisbee game, and I'm not sure what to do.
Part of me wants to meet up with him before our group thing so it's not awkward, but another part of me thinks hearing his side will only make me more upset and just release him of his guilt. I don't know how to go forward, and my therapist just keeps saying, What do you want to say? Jeff, I don't know what to say. That's why I asked you.
Also, to add a fun little cherry on the top of the shit cake, the following weekend after he ended our friendship, Rick went away with a girl he was dating to go on her boat. He literally told me the day before he broke up with me that he didn't like her and then was going to end it because he thought she liked him more than he liked her. Then goes away for the weekend with her. What? And another thing, that was 6 months ago. He did the exact same thing to his roommate who's in our friend group. He said he liked her. What the fuck? She also said they were just friends and was mad at him for putting her in that situation.
Oh, interesting.
I guess that my hot take on Rick is Rick is a serial, I have feelings for you, icing you out and making you feel like shitter. Because if he did that to another friend and then is dating this girl he's talking shit about, and then getting tattoos with you and not talking to you anymore, I think it's okay to be like, Rick, my boundary is, I don't see you.
Yeah. I was on Rick's side until the end. I was like, oh, like, if he really feels like he can't be around her and is, I mean, I guess he could have asked, how do you feel about me? But maybe he thought that wouldn't be fair. Because since they were platonic friends, so he's like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there. I would rather be friends because that is how we established our relationships and that's how she treats me. So I'm just going to say, I like you. I can't be around you right now. So I'm going to take some distance. So far, I get what Rick was doing. But now to find out he's done this to multiple friends.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's not right.
I am not on Rick's side with the whole, we're friends, I like you, I need distance. I think the conversation could be, hey, I've developed feelings for you and I know we're friends. How do you feel about that? Because her response could have been, I have feelings for you too. Or I think we're better off as friends. And then Rick can say, well, for me to deal with my romantic feelings for you, I need a break from you. And I'm not sure how long it's going to last, but at least a month and I need zero contact. I think you need to like really be clear about that. Otherwise, it's like muddy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true. It does need to be more of a conversation between two people and not, this is how I feel, like unloading and then dipping, being like, here's how I feel, not asking how the other person feels. And then here's the decision I've made for us both. Then that's not fair.
Yeah, because you are two people and it's never fair when one person makes a choice to be like, I have to be out of your life for you. And it's like, what? No, like that's not, we can talk through this.
Yeah. Kimmy, Jordan, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah.
I feel like we're missing a little bit of the dynamic in that it is really surprising that he would just cut, like, take himself out of the game so quickly. But I mean, I guess that's what he did, is he just said, I like you, but you clearly don't like me, so I'm going to go. Yeah, I was with Sashir. I was on Rick's side until the very end that he's done this a few times. So I think it's just up to our listener. Does she feel like Rick is worthy enough for her to point out, like, hey, this is why I didn't take you seriously and why my feelings are hurt? Or is the friendship so not worth it? Or is the pain too big where she just says, you know what? I don't think we're going to be close in the same way. And I'm sorry if that's painful, but this is what I need to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good to be like, is it worth it? Is this friendship worth salvaging? Or like, maybe you do have feelings for him. And I think your therapist was like, how do you feel? What do you want to say? Because your therapist cannot tell you how you feel and what to say.
Yeah.
They can make suggestions, but ultimately, how do you feel?
Yeah, they didn't clearly state if they liked this person or not.
Yeah.
I had a unique experience where I had a friend, a best friend, and we went on a few dates, and then he decided he wasn't into it, and he just said he needed space. And then I met my husband within the month of that, and that kind of affected things. But I took a beat, and I was sad, and I missed them. But then I found that my life was actually much more peaceful and a lot easier. And I kind of was like, oh, you know what? I care about this person, but our dynamic isn't healthy. And that gave me the space to realize what was worth fighting for. So I hope that this, our caller has a, or our writer has a moment like that where they can really assess, is my life better without Rick or is it worse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Because Rick has given our, I almost just said reader, our writer, enough space that they should be able to make a choice. Either you want Rick in your life or you don't want Rick in your life. And if you do want Rick in your life, then like, what are your demands?
What are your demands?
Like, what do you want? Like, do you, you don't cross this boundary with me.
Yeah.
We don't travel together. Maybe, maybe we don't talk about relationships anymore. Like we, you could put parameters around a friendship that does kind of suck, but like, it's like, yeah, like what Kimmy was saying, it's like, is your life more peaceful with or without this person?
Mm-hmm. I also wonder, I don't want to judge their whole relationship on this email because this person was probably just stream of consciousness typing. But when they were like, oh, yeah, Rick did, like Rick ditched me and my career was crumbling and my love life was in shambles and all this other stuff, it felt like they felt betrayed and sad because they needed a friend, not necessarily they needed Rick. Like, they're like, oh, I'm bummed because I had a friend I could confide in and now they're gone. As opposed to, I miss Rick. Rick was a really good friend, you know? So maybe that's your answer.
Interesting. Yeah, because anytime I miss or like, a like I only really have like one very dear friend who has like departed. They're not dead, but they departed my life. I like really thought about it and I was like, the only thing I miss is the friendship dynamic, not the person. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I miss the companionship. I miss having that person. I was like, oh, I call you for this. And even though she would respond sometimes, like, I'd be like, this wonderful thing happened. She'd be like, yeah, well, I guess you're lucky. And I'm like, you know, not a great response, but it's fun that I have someone to call. Do you know? She was one of the most toxic people I've ever met.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when we stopped talking, I was like, oh, I don't miss you.
Mm-hmm.
I miss having a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, maybe our writer just needs to fill that void with someone they actually enjoy wholeheartedly. And not just like someone who's around and available. Yeah.
Well, we solved it.
I think we solved it. Do we have time for more or is that it?
We have time for one more, right?
Hell yeah.
Great.
Okay.
I've got one more right here.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Hi, Kimmy. Hi, Jordan. I tried to leave a voicemail a couple times, but truly, I kept getting embarrassed every time I would say this out loud. So hopefully, I'll get it all out there.
They left like 5 voicemails.
All right. So I'm a gay man. I just graduated college. I'm in a new city trying to find new friends, you know, trying to start the life thing. So my issue is finding with these new friends. You know, it's a little easier for me. Like, I talk to people. I like getting out there. But my issue is the people that I've met and that are cool and I chill with a little bit and I Snapchat. I kind of have crushes on them. Like, I form crushes fast. You know, it is what it is. So I need your help. If you have any advice on trying to keep my legs closed and not flirt with these people. Like, I want to make friends. That is the main goal. I don't want to have a relationship. I don't want to just, like, hook up or whatever. I just want to have friends. But, like, the other gay men that I talk to and that I have fun with, I find them attractive. It is what it is. So, like, is there a way to just not flirt or keep it like cordial, keep it just like friendly? Should we do less sexy stuff like go bowling? Because no one looks good bowling. Anyway, any advice is helpful. Yeah. So hopefully that makes sense and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
I love our friend. Yeah, do less sexy stuff like bowling.
Do some knitting.
Yeah.
Make a quilt.
I'm just like, what sexy stuff is our friend doing with their
friends? Yeah, what sexy stuff are you doing? Y'all taking pole classes together?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm friends with people who I was attracted to when I first met them, and I think like time helped for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, eventually you start talking to them, and you're like, oh, you're just like a dummy. You know, you're just a little goober. I don't want
to. I am dying to know who you were talking about. Yeah, I've been attracted to friends, and I guess for me personally, yeah, it is time, and you get to know somebody and you're like, oh, we would never, this could never be.
Yeah, there's always something where you're like, ooh, I wouldn't want to date that, you know?
Yeah. But then there's a flip side where you're like, I don't know, I would never date that. And then after a while, you're like, that's all I want.
Maybe I could maybe put up with that.
I really do think that's all dating is. It's like, I like this enough to put up with it.
Oh, truly, yeah. Well, there's more pros than cons here, so I guess I'll stay.
Yeah, I think... Do less sexy stuff. Go for walks in the park. Watch
hang out during the day.
Hang out during the day. Watch movies with the lights on. never turn out the lights of these people.
Your friends are like, I guess they're like the opposite of a vampire. Like they have to leave as soon as nightfall comes around.
I think also maybe just remembering you came here to make friends.
Like you only came here to make friends.
You're the opposite of a reality show. You came to make friends.
Yeah. 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 So that.
That's helpful. If you want more vague advice, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or you can call 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to guess what? Support this show.
Okay. Go take a nap, girl.
Yep, I should.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I started my nap. Goodbye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.